alternative views of your own form, to find within yourself a intersection between you and they. You feel the by now familiar transition. First, their hands just feel good, massaging behind your balls, stimulating a noted erogenous zone, rubbing and finding the places inside you to turn gentle pressure into unending pleasure. The warmth of your beautiful succubus companions with a singular mission to elevate you to a state of lustful libido, of escape and release, of exhaustion in the best way. Then the warmth changes, the warmth of transformation now. Notice again that qualitative difference between a caress calculated to merely bring you the pleasure of your succubus companion touching your body with intent to make you happy, and touching with intent to reshape you and let you experience exciting new things alongside them. That mischievous part of your subconscious that wants to explore and transform. That's what's being expressed here. So when their fingers find that area behind your balls and push inward, sure, you feel the usual pleasure of pressure and sensation there, which you might have felt before. But then the shared experience gives way to something else. A wet, slippery, almost invasive but still excellent feeling, as if you were leaking something from that location, the same lubricant coating your cock. And then the insertion of one narrow feminine succubus finger into a slit just like the one your cock is buried in, except this one's on you, and the sensation, the warm, spreading feeling, different from the insistent spasming of your cock, this is a kind of permeating feeling that tells you you should buck into that finger, push it deeper, that being full would feel good. That is what has been added by their transformation. Something resting behind your balls so you feel your testes just resting against a slit, against a hood, adding more warm stimulation. But your succubi are moving them out of the way. And let us never forget the bouncing, rolling, coming figure atop you. Her warm weight. The feeling of her bouncing and pushing her juices so they pool and drip at the base. Your shaft buried in her, experiencing impossible, wonderful, memorable sensations. They hold your balls out of the way, revealing that throbbing, erect clitoris, massaging it in circles, making you twitch now. The pleasure redoubles. Now there's more than one source of it. More than one potential site of orgasm, and it is phenomenal. The feeling is indescribable, but you can envision it accurately enough to let it rampage through you and send you into transports of euphoria. Those warm, transformative hands, they shape your lips, your slit, everything behind your balls. Your cock is still buried in the succubus who's mounted you. Others mill around behind her. They are spreading your legs to get a better look as they massage your transformed, enhanced, newfound entrance and its wetness, pushing their fingers against the lips of your wet sex and giving you the same pleasure you could give them. But they know how to touch, how to move, their externalizations of all the thoughts you have about feminine bodies and minds, after all. The succubi move with deft precision. Your body's lying there, comfortable, in repose, but your stomach is clenching because a succubus is riding your expanded, oversensitized cock while making her sex move and wreathe around you as if she had full control of it, as if it were designed to milk you dry, which it is. It's wet and wonderful, and you feel the aroused lubrication she's expressing flowing down onto your balls and past them, some of it dripping to the base of your slit that the other succubi are exploring, that new sensation, that deep-spreading, abiding pleasure, that ramp up of arousal. One of them stays there and rubs her fingers over you, over your sex, behind your balls, keeping them out of the way, giving them a massage, in the process rolling them in her palm. She then begins to flick your clit using the other hand, rubbing it in circles with the pad of her thumb, periodically pushing one or two digits into you, You feel a constant awareness of this new avenue of pleasure, sparking, jotting, rolling through your body.